The French-born pianist Hélène Grimaud is among the most gifted musicians of her generation. The 40-something-year-old is not only blessed with great musical ability, but also with some extraordinary mental powers. She experiences synesthesia, a condition that causes the physical senses to overlap. In Grimaud's case, this manifests itself as an ability to both see and touch music. In practice, this makes it possible for her to rehearse without a piano and still fully experience the music. She says that from an early age, she had extraordinary powers of concentration, a great help when she first began studying music. Over the years, her single-mindedness has garnered her a reputation as someone who can get exactly what she wants. She plays only repertoire of her choosing and refuses to commit to long periods away from home, and carries it all off with a deft charm. I spoke with Hélène Grimaud backstage at the Kimmel Centre for the Performing Arts. I read something recently, and I'm paraphrasing here, where you said something to the effect that music is the greatest means of expressing emotion. And if we feel sometimes that we're on the wrong path or going down the wrong road, well, maybe we haven't gone down that road far enough. What music were you talking about, and how now does that apply to the works to which you're returning, or the works that are very, very familiar to you?
I mean, it has happened to me, for example, that with a piece, and if I can try to remember, the last case in point was actually Bach Italian Concerto. And, you know, I was naturally more drawn towards the more dramatic, one could even say romantic, pieces by Bach, for example, the Sixth Partita. And so both as a challenge and as a sort of fatal attraction, I found myself wanting to explore the Italian Concerto and trying to take it out of, you know, the sort of square box that it seems to be in the Handel tradition. And, you know, and after maybe a few weeks, I thought, oh, you know,
I didn't get it.
Yeah, this is probably not for me. But then, of course, I hate the idea of giving up. When I start something, I hate not finishing it. And so I just couldn't bring myself to abandoning it halfway, and so I stayed with it. And I had the marvelous surprise of realizing, maybe 6 weeks later, that, you know, something had happened. And I was able to both be faithful to the text and not try to distort it in some, you know, ridiculous way, but at the same time find a mode of expression, find some freedom within the framework of the piece. And I thought, you see, you know, if I had given up when I thought all hope was lost, it would have actually been really a great shame. So I think in general, but where it goes also, I think, is for an audience, for
That's
example.
What I was gonna say,
yes.
Yeah.
Because I think that the tragedy with classical music is people think if they don't have a background in the matter, if they aren't educated, that it's not for them. And of course, there's nothing less true than that. All you have to do is to have the ability to feel, which of course everyone does. And so if you allow yourself to feel, what the only thing you have to be aware of with classical music is that it is truly needing to be interactive. You can't just sit there and hope that the stimulation that the music provides is sufficient to draw you in. I mean, the more you put from yourself into it, the more you get back. So in that sense, you know, I think I was also, that's probably partly what I had in mind when I said that.
Yeah, but then people say, oh, she's Hélène Grimaud. She's this amazing, prodigious musician, understood piano from an early age, has always got it, rehearses in her head. It's easy for her.
No, but no, it really isn't. You see, it's not easy for me, and it's not any easier than it would be for anyone else. Because, again, it's only a matter of putting 100% of who you are into what you do in the moment. That means really giving it proper attention, because one of the problems these days is we're so constantly over-solicited, over-simulated with a bunch of things that you tend to do things in automatic pilot mode, and then you don't actually connect with the essence of what you're, you know, dealing with. And that's, of course, the worst. So if you can be in this sort of zen-like conception of the moment,
yeah.
Yes, exactly, where there's nothing before, there's nothing after, this is all you've got now, and you make the most of it now, then, you know, it's the diversity, the range of emotions that classical music can provide is really unequaled. And this is not coming from someone who is intolerant and doesn't like any other types of music. So it's not, I mean, I listen to all kinds of things.
A certain peace does come with that ability to commit to the moment and just live in the moment and not think about what's happening in other aspects of your life or what's going to happen in 10 minutes. That's something you had from a very, very early age, that you could almost be obsessional about things from a very early age. Was that a good thing? Do you think that made your life easier, or did it make it more peaceful at an early age to be able to be so focused on one thing at a time?
Well, it made my life better when I was dealing with the appropriate substance to be letting this trait of temperament exercise itself. Before that, it wasn't so good because I was extremely focused. If I didn't have anything to focus on, then it would sort of turn against you know, me or things in my environment. So, but I think to be a musician, you have to be obsessive. That's what being a perfectionist is. You're never satisfied. You always have to go back at something, redo it, revisit it, dismantle it, put it back together. So I think it's, and I don't want to say a quality because it's not necessarily a quality, but it's just an idiosyncrasy, a characteristic of temperament that is in every musician.
I was speaking to a friend of mine about you who's interviewed you in the past, and he said Alain Grimaud has a great ability to get exactly what she wants without offending anybody, that you choose your own repertoire, you choose not to travel long distances or for long periods of time when you're performing. You've kind of established how you want to run your life, and if, I don't know, the record company or the presenters don't understand that, well, that's fine. Is that the case?
That is true. I mean, you do make a few enemies along the way. It's inevitable. And in fact, it's almost a good sign. You'd have to be quite suspicious of yourself and of the life you're leading if you didn't make a few enemies here and there. Because that's just what goes with the territory of just being yourself. So if you don't like to compromise too much, then, of course, you know, you're going to run into certain difficulties. But when I try to express what it is I need to do, I try to make clear that it's not against someone else. It just has to be my way. Now, it doesn't mean I'm completely not receptive to things from the outside. I mean, very often, you know, some of the best things I've done in my life have been suggested by others. But when they're suggested, I can immediately feel a resonance. And then I know that it's connecting with something inside of me. So be it that that person is perceptive enough to think, you know, you might want to think about this.
Pianist Alain Grimaud.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.